As we promised you, we head over to RBB in the Edgewood School System, and the superintendent over there is our great friend, Dr. Jerry Sanders. We have not spoken in a while. He has been busy, busy, busy. Good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
Good afternoon. Yes, it has been truly a busy summer, but we're excited to get the school year started for sure.
Well, we got a lot of things to talk about, and that's a good thing to have. Let's get with the school year first. That's important because we know we will have bus routes and parent pickup and drop off and a different tenor, a different feel of different hours of commuting during the day. It's going to get a little busier, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I always encourage the public and our parents and really everybody in the school community to be patient the first few days of school. We don't leave school at the end of the day until we know that every student's in the right car or on the right bus. And so it often takes a little while to get dismissed. But we aim for safety first, and especially for our drivers out there with the school buses on their routes, and we haven't seen that all summer long, so we just encourage the public to pay attention to the buses and the stop arms that come out, and so that everybody can be safe.
Yeah, we want to be safe as well. And as we were talking briefly off the air, Wednesday's forecast, partly cloudy skies in the morning, thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. There's no prizes for being 2 minutes early. Be careful, slow down, watch out for kids. And then we throw a little Mother Nature into it as well. We just want everybody to be safe, not just the first day of school, but every day.
Absolutely. So today the teachers came back and we had a day full of meetings and trainings for them. Tomorrow the teachers will be back again, but tomorrow is reserved for teachers to have an uninterrupted day in their classroom to get ready for the students. And so many times we as administrators, we schedule so much for the teachers when they come back. So this year, I put the word out. Tomorrow is an uninterrupted day for our teachers, so they can feel comfortable and prepared for Wednesday. Wednesday, August 9th, is the first day of school in Edgewood schools, we usually have delayed start Wednesdays, but that will not start until next week. So this Wednesday, the first day of school, will be a full day of school. And then on August 16th, we'll start the delayed start Wednesdays, which pushes everything back a half hour, gives teachers time on Wednesdays to work in their professional learning communities. And then we have open houses, and I just encourage parents to pay attention to the website to look for when their child's school will have an open house and the times for each grade level.
You can find that at rbbschools.net. That's where I'm at right now. And, yep, it's all right there in front of you. Speaking of schools and calendars and everything else, the 2023-2024 school year begins. How different, if any, is your academic calendar, holiday calendar for this season?
Well, we did make some changes this year. We applied for a flexibility waiver. The state of Indiana allows schools to apply for a waiver. And so our waiver that we requested is to track our instructional time by minutes instead of days. And so we are going to take 2 days where the teachers will come to work, and one of those days they'll be doing parent-teacher conferences, and the other days they'll be doing professional development activities, and so we'll be able to take those 2 days where students will not come to school and still be well over the required number of instructional minutes. And all that information has been sent out. The first day will be November 7th, which is Election Day. And so that's the day we'll do parent-teacher conferences and professional development. And then April 8th is the other day, and that's April 8th, 2024, and that's the day of the solar eclipse.
Oh, that's right.
That students won't be coming to school, but the teachers will. We're going to make sure the parents or the teachers get home before the solar eclipse starts. But it's so important for teachers to have time for planning, collaboration, and just analyzing student data. And they just don't have enough time to do that. And so we're glad to have these 2 days this school year where the teachers can come to work and work on these important activities, and the students will not be at school.
Well, we're happy to have Dr. Jerry Sanders getting us ready for the 2023-2024 school year at Edgewood Schools. rbbschools.net for all of your information. Before we get to the big number, administration, well, you have some changes this year. Every year is different. They're just like they say in sports, no, you don't have the same team 2 years in a row. Tell us about your changes for the upcoming school year.
I am very excited about the team that we've put together for this year. The changes came first at Edgewood Intermediate School, where Andy Scholl moved up to be the principal. He was assistant principal. And Katie Key came to us from Shoswick Elementary School, where she is an instructional coach, and she will be the assistant principal at EIS. And then at our junior high, at Edgewood Junior High School, Kent Rensler comes to us from North Harrison Elementary School, and he will be the new principal at Edgewood Junior High School. Then at the high school, we have Jordan Key, who will be the new assistant principal at Edgewood High School, and Jordan comes to us from Bedford North Lawrence High School. And then finally, Jennifer Barrett, who was the principal at EIS, is our new director of teaching, learning, and ready schools. And so we're excited about what Jennifer will do. She's going to help us with curriculum and instruction, and also to help us with our Ready Schools initiative.
Is that a new position, Dr. Sanders, or is she taking over for somebody else?
It's a revised position.
Okay.
So, yeah, the person we had in there before took an administrative job in another school corporation, and we wish her well. But what we like to try to do when we have these changes is we look at the position and we see, is there anything we could do at this time to revise it, to maximize that role, that position, to best meet the needs of our students and our staff. And so what we did was we added on to the Ready Schools responsibilities, and so Jennifer will be leading us in working with the teachers on establishing the essential skills, essential standards, with vertical and horizontal alignment of the curriculum, looking at assessment and making sure that we're assessing the right thing, and just supporting the teachers so they can provide quality, innovative learning to our students.
Dr. Jerry Sanders checking in. RBB, the superintendent getting ready for the doors to open coming up Wednesday morning. Yes, this Wednesday, August 9th, Indiana University and Ivy Tech go back on the 21st, two Mondays from today, and our friends at MCCSC are already back and moving. But the big story that I saw a couple of weeks ago from Edgewood, well, it's not always about money, but money doesn't hurt anything. And when you're growing and expanding and looking to offer more programs and services and more space for students, well, a $40 million bond can go an awfully, awfully long way.
Yes, and that is a lot of money, but we had a facility study done a couple years ago, and really there are more needs than we have dollars out there, and so we work really hard at RBB to make sure that we're in the best possible financial position. So we've worked hard to pay off our debt, and so we have enough debt falling off that enables us to go after the $40 million bond and hopefully to do that and still lower the tax rate. So we're right now trying to figure out exactly how much that we could lower the tax rate. But, you know, we're going to one of our biggest projects will be the Edgewood Early Childhood Center. And I've talked to you about this before, where we've had a three-phase plan to get us to this point of building the size of the facility for the preschool that will meet the needs. We will double the size of the preschool we have now, so we'll have 8 classrooms. We'll have a cafeteria and gym, and then we'll also be adding in there some room for daycare. So we want to offer our teachers that work in Edgewood schools an opportunity to have a daycare option for their children. And so this new facility will have that included in the project. So that's about we're estimating that to be $14.5 million for that facility. And then where the preschool is right now, it's attached to the primary school. So right now the primary school is full, bursting at the seams. And so if we could just get to 2025. Then where the current preschool is, then that'll free up 4 classrooms for the primary school. And so that's the plan for that facility. The other big project is our student activity center at Edgewood High School, which will be $8 million, and it'll have a full-sized basketball court with bleachers, and then we can convert that into 2 practice courts. And also maximize the use again, so we could have volleyball and tennis in there, locker rooms, and this is much needed. During the summer, the campus does not slow down. I don't know when it slows down. There's always some type of extracurricular activity going on, and we just want to make sure that we have the best possible facilities for our students.
And the pool's open to the public, or was over the summertime as well. You're right. There's always something going on. And in addition to the Ellettsville Fall Festival, which we know is very near and dear to everybody out there, you're going to have another big community gathering coming up 1 month from today on September 7th. Tell me what's going on a month from now.
Yeah. So this is the first time we've ever tried something like this, and I just would like to invite the entire public to come to our Edgewood campus on September 7th. This is a community event where we're opening up some of our newer facilities, our STEAM lab, the design labs, and media production labs at the junior high, the Innovative Learning Center, and the coffee shop at the high school, and our new corporation administration office. And we just want everybody to come out. We want our parents and grandparents to not only visit their child's school, but to go to the other schools. If you're elementary, a parent, I want to encourage those parents to go to the junior high and high school to see what amazing things that we're doing. Sometimes I worry that we are sometimes what we're doing is the best kept secret, and we want to be able to get the word out. We're going to have all kinds of fun that night. We'll have some food trucks, bounce houses, and obstacle courses. Our show choir, junior high and high school, will be performing. Our state championship band performance will be at the football field, and of course we'll have regularly scheduled volleyball and soccer games. So we just want to have a good night, celebrate Edgewood, and if anybody's wanting to see what we're doing, what we're all about, this is the night to do it.
And that's a Thursday, I believe, if I checked my
Thursday,
calendar, right?
September 7th from 5:30 to 8:30.
Oh, good. So a nice 3-hour window so folks can come from any extracurricular activities and still have time to be to be a big part of it. Okay, I have to send you an email because the next scheduled visit we have would be the Monday of Labor Day. Well, we don't want to do that, so I will check with you.
Okay.
If we can go the Monday before that, that would be great because I don't want to miss you making sure everybody knows to come out for this big event on the 7th of September. So let's
That'd be great.
Okay, good. We'll get together on the 28th then, and we'll see how the first days of school are going, and we'll get an update on show choir and bands and athletics and all that fun stuff too. The first day of school, boy, we got lots to cover, and we'll get it covered in the month of August. Thank you so much for calling me back. You made my day, buddy.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.